They're some of the most elusive beasts on the planet. But when they do come out to play, boy, do they ever. And no one attacks like the big cats. They sneak, stalk, and ambush in a masterful mix of skill and weaponry. Not all cats make it into the Big Cat Club. But for those that do, you're about to find out why. The leopard, jaguar, lion, tiger, and cheetah. Lions are the most social of all the big cats.
Hello, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and this is an episode I'm calling Attack of the Big Cats, because every song I play on this episode is going to be by a band that was named after one of the big cats. We've got bands with lion in their name, tiger, cheetah, jaguar, leopard, panther, and at the end we'll get to some cougars. That song we just heard was by a band called Lion. That band was a collaboration between two veteran British musicians, Gary Farr and John Sinclair. John Sinclair was in the Heavy Metal Kids for their third album, Kitsch. And then he formed this band with Gary Farr, who had been in a band called the T-Bones. Lion released one album called Running All Night, and then John Sinclair would join Uriah Heep for their record Abominog. In fact, that song we just heard, Running All Night with the Lion, while it was on the Lion record in 1980, it was then on the Abominog record as well.
Unlike humans, whose heads are mostly filled with brains, big cats traded smarts for a supersized jaw.
Up next, we're going to hear another band called Lion. I've played these guys on the show before. They were on the Transformers the Movie soundtrack, and I talked to their bass player, Jerry Best, for that episode. This band was formed in L.A. in 1983 by ex-Titan vocalist Cal Swan. Eventually, Doug Aldrich, later of Hurricane and Whitesnake, would join. In 1984, the band was on the Friday the 13th, the Final Chapter soundtrack. They released an EP in Japan called Power Love in 1985. Then they had two full-length albums, Dangerous Attraction and Trouble in Angel City. Let's hear a song from Trouble in Angel City from 1989. This is a song called Victim of Circumstance.
Something deep
Lions and tigers both run at about 65 kilometers an hour and have huge canines to deliver a death bite.
That was a band called Lionheart, a song called Die for Love. That band featured Dennis Stratton, who had previously been a member of Iron Maiden, on guitar. They released one album in 1984 called Hot Tonight, produced by Kevin Beamish. That band was Lionheart. Up next is a band called Lion's Heart. This band was formed in 1990 by former Grim Reaper and Onslaught vocalist Steve Grimmett. Let's hear a song from their self-titled debut from 1992. It's called Living in a Fantasy.
One crushing bite to the female's head, and no one's getting lucky today. We'll be right back.
That was a band called Lion's Breed, a German band, released one album called Damn the Night in 1985. This band then switched singers and became Scanner. Up next, we're going to hear a band from Belgium called Lion's Pride. They had one album in 1984 called Breaking Out. Let's hear the title track.
Sometimes genetics take an unexpected turn and create an unexpected cat. These are rare white lions. Unusual genetic trait creates their white coats. Same goes for the white tiger. It's a recessive mutant of the Bengal tiger. None have been seen in the wild for more than 50 years.
That was a band called White Tiger, formed by Mark St. John, formerly of Kiss. They released one self-titled album in 1986. Up next is a band just called Tiger. This is a British sort of prog band. They released two albums in 1976, a self-titled album and an album called Going Down Laughing. The singer was a guy named Nicky Moore, who would later replace Bruce Dickinson and Samson, and then form the band Mammoth, alumni of an AOR AOK episode. Let's hear a song from that first Tiger album. This is called I'm Not Crying.
Tiger stripes cause what's called pattern disruption.
Come on, I want you.
That was a German heavy rock band called Tiger B. Smith. Played them on one of the heavy 70s episodes way back when. That band released two albums. That song was called She's All Right. Up next, the new wave of British heavy metal band Tigers of Pan Tang, formed in 1978, were active until 1987. The name is derived from Pan Tang, a fictional archipelago in Michael Moorcock's Elric of Melnibone fantasy series. The wizards in those books keep tigers as pets, hence the Tigers of Pan Tang. John Sykes, guitar player from the band, of course, would go on to join Thin Lizzy and then Whitesnake. The band had broken up after Crazy Nights and John Sykes left, but in 1985, singer John Deverill and drummer Brian Dick reformed the band with guitar players Steve Lamb and Neil Shepard. The reformed Tigers of Pan Tang released an album called The Wreck Age in 1985 through Music for Nations. Let's hear the title track.
It's impossible to get by without a bit of weirdness. Especially when it comes to breeding. When it's time to mate, females squirt urine all over the place to let the males know they're ready.
That was UK glam metal band Tiger Tails, originally called Stage Fright, when they formed in 1983. That was from their first album, when they still had a singer named Stevie James, before he was replaced by Kim Hooker for the Berserk album. So that was from their 1987 album, Young and Crazy, song called Living Without You. Up next, we're going to hear an Australian hard rock band that was active between 76 and 84. The mainstay members and co-lead vocalists were English-born sisters, Chrissy and Lindsay Hammond. They released an album called Rock and Roll Women in April of 1982, produced by Vanda and Young. Let's hear a song from that record. This band's called Cheetah, Australian band. The song called Bang Bang.
Cheetahs also have an edge when it comes to pursuing prey. A super light frame and an elongated spine that coils and expands.
Beside me and started to cry. She said, are you
That was the Screamin' Cheetah Wheelies with a song called One Big Drop of Water. That band released their first album in 1994. That album was recorded at Ardent Studios. The song we just heard was from their 1996 album Magnolia. Up next is a band called Jaguar, another new wave of British heavy metal band, formed in 1979, released classic new wave of British heavy metal single Backstreet Woman, eventually signed with Neat Records, released a couple singles, and their debut album Power Games came out in 1983. Let's hear a song from that album, Power Games, by Jaguar. This is called Cold Heart. We'll be right back.
Cats throw their weight around too. But sheer sneakiness is their game.
That, of course, was Def Leppard with a cool version of the first song off their third album, Pyromania. Now we're going to hear a band called The Leppards. This was actually a musical project put together by a guy named Dennis Pash. Even though four guys are pictured on the album, two of them didn't even play on the record, so it wasn't really a band. It was more just Dennis's project. Put out an album called Kansas City Slickers, which is a pretty rare, sought-after power pop record. We've heard these guys on one of the power pop episodes. Let's hear another song from that album. This is The Leppards and a song called I'm On My Way.
I'm on my way and I will stop till I find the girl I'm dreaming of. my search will then begin. I'm on my way, and I will see the one I love. I'm on my way, and I won't stop till I find the girl I'm dreaming of. I'll be there pretty soon. And when I find my true love, my search will then be through. I'm on my way, and I will see the one I love. I'm on my way, and I won't stop till I find the girl I'm dreaming of.
In the continuous quest for food, big cats rely on a few unexpected tricks.
Everybody's gonna pray on the very last day. When may that bell ring my world away? Everybody's gonna pray to the heavens on the Dutchman day. Well, you can sing about it, baby, and baby, you can preach about rhythm and soul, by the doors man pulled on the Norman guy, but it's not that song that cold. Oh, leave a land the same, get the Lord a ghost your name, get rid of rider for that day. Everybody's gonna pray on the very last day, when we hear that bell.
That was a Swedish band from the 60s. They were active from 64 to 66, released three singles. They were called The Panthers. The song was called Very Last Day. Up next, we're going to hear a band just called Panther. Formed in 1985 in Sacramento, California. Released one six-song EP in 1986 on a label called Half Wet Records. This is Panther and War Child. Thank you.
When you do manage to get dinner up a tree, it doesn't always stay there.
We'll be right back.
That was Steel Panther. You probably all know who they are. They started out as a cover band called Metal Shop on the Sunset Strip, morphed into a parody glam metal band. They perform original, mostly comedic material. That song was from their second album, Balls Out, from 2011. And up next, we're going to hear a song by Johnny Cougar. So John Mellencamp, in the mid-70s, he hooked up with David Bowie's manager, Tony DeFree. And Tony DeFree decided, supposedly without John's knowledge, to change his name on his recording to Johnny Cougar. So when Mellencamp's first album came out, Chestnut Street Incident, he was credited as Johnny Cougar. And he said nobody had ever called him Johnny before, let alone Cougar. It would take John Mellencamp 15 years to have his actual real name on an album, whenever you wanted in 1991. As you know, he switched to John Cougar Mellencamp eventually, and then eventually just dropped the Cougar completely. That first record, Chestnut Street Incident, is half covers, and the originals aren't very good. The album only sold 12,000 copies when it was released. That lack of success caused MCA Records to refuse to release his next album, The Kid Inside. And that record was actually a million times better than Chestnut Street Incident. But it wasn't released, and Mellencamp was dropped from the label instead. That album would eventually be released in 1983 after he found success. Let's hear a song from that album by Johnny Cougar. The album's called The Kid Inside. This is a song called Cheap Shot.
Yeah.
This is what separates the big boys from the wannabes. The roar. Seriously, you don't roar, you don't make it into the club. In the end, living large is best left to the guys who have mastered it.
And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a band called John Cougar Concentration Camp. Punk band from the 90s, formed in 1994 in San Diego. Their debut album came out in 1995. They've released a few records since then. We're going to hear a song from their 1997 album, Till Niagara Falls. This is called Clique, C-L-I-Q-U-E, by John Cougar Concentration Camp.
Leopards only come together when they're in heat. And the females are all about multiple partners.